On February 18th at 12:30, Sierra Ware, Sam Smith, and Ashley Hale are interviewing Nam Bui from Vietnam at the TCC Northeast campus. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Would you tell us your age and what city in Vietnam you lived in?
I'm 21 right now, and the city I live in Vietnam is Ho Chi Minh City.
What brought you to Oklahoma?
Sorry?
What brought you to Oklahoma?
What do you mean I brought? So I heard about TCC education and they connected to OSU. So, and my purpose is want to study business to take a major and degree in OSU. So the first thing I have to, before I go to OSU, is study in TCC and then I will transfer to OSU.
Okay. How did you feel about moving to the US?
Well, the first time I came to the United States is kind of new. Mm-hmm. Like because I have lived in my country for 18 years, so and this is the first time I went to the United States and study abroad. So everything and the culture and the people kind of new to me and like a new world for me.
Okay. Have you gone anywhere in the U.S. or lived anywhere in the U.S. besides Tulsa?
Yes, I am. 6 months ago, my first ESL class was in Dallas.
Okay.
The name of school is Brookhaven College, and I have a great time at Brookhaven. I had a lot of friends, teacher, and I studied new environment, and it's quite really good. But I want to challenge myself more, so I moved to Oklahoma and stay in Tulsa and study in Tulsa Community College. So
what brought you to Oklahoma specifically? Like out of everywhere in the country, what's Oklahoma?
First thing, I don't know because I decide my decision. First, my parents advised me to study in Dallas because in Dallas they have the big community of Vietnamese. And Asian people in there, so I can easily study in there. But the problem is the education is not good for me because it's hard to study. And I think the major when I got my degree is not good, so I want to learn more. And I heard about OSU, they have very high degree about business, and this is my purpose. And then I think Oklahoma City is the best for me. And another reason is the in Texas, the student can this is my personal thing is they can carry gun in school, like a person or a student they can carry gun is because Texas law they allow the student to carry gun go to school and have a gun to protect themselves. And I think it's not good for me because 4 months ago when I was studying my last room, so there was a student, he called student and he make a bomb threat. So the school had to evacuation and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's maybe scared and is it not good for my safety.
Mm-hmm. Safety is definitely
yeah.
important. Did you move here with anyone else or did you come by yourself?
I come here by myself.
How has that been? I mean, yourself. Did you get an apartment or?
I got an apartment.
Yeah.
But luckily in Tulsa they also have Vietnamese people, so I live in apartment with Vietnamese people, so can easily talk together.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Did you have a job in Vietnam, and do you have one here?
I don't have a job in here because my purpose here is just study and then take my degree. But in my country, I used to be internship, internship, right? I work for a company about marketing. They hold a show, like a student show, like for students in college, like in holiday. They have a show for students. They are, invited to sing and have fun. So I am the guys, call for sponsor, like we need money to hold a big show, so I call the investment for the show. Mm-hmm. And this is a great moment, great memory for me because I I was working with the professional guys and meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the job I have in Vietnam.
Really cool. Did your internship in Vietnam influence you to want to study business here?
Yes, of course, because it's very important, because marketing and international business right now is very popular,
mm-hmm.
about English,
mm-hmm.
because all of them speak English, and I mean, almost the world, they speak English.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I come here to study.
Are you wanting to own your own business?
Oh yeah, of course. I want to be, because my parents, they have a sewing factory, so I want to help them about business more. My parent is a good business, but the problem is he not good at speak English, so he just working business about inside the country, but when they have customer when from another country came, it's hard to communicate it, and
yeah.
it's hard to sign a contract with them. So he thought I will help him in the future, so he sent me to the United States and study.
Mm-hmm. How many siblings do you have, and what is your relationship like with them?
I have one brother, one younger brother. He's he now is 12th grade, and ninth grade.
Okay. So he's pretty young.
He still lives in Vietnam?
Yeah, he's still in Vietnam.
Do you think he'll plan to come over here and do the same thing that you did?
I don't know. It's up to him, because when I came here, this is my decision, not my parents' decision.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to go abroad, I support him, and if he don't, I will support him too, because he's old right now. He's not young.
Yeah.
So he can have to make a decision.
What is your hometown like?
Well, my hometown is not like it's like an urban deal, you know. It's very crowded, traffic, it's across big city always have this, and it's the same like to, you know, like Dallas, very crowded,
mm-hmm.
lots of people, like car, truck. But in my country, they ride my motorcycles, so it looked different.
That's cool. Is there anywhere in Vietnam that you guys really like to travel to?
Oh, yes. I like travel by motorcycle in my country. It's very cool. Not like you ride on the car, you know.
Yeah.
You feel the air,
mm-hmm.
sunny, and the atmosphere outside. You can walk a beautiful place in Vietnamese when you travel by motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And the main favorite place in Vietnam is the Dalat. Dalat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pronounced like Dallas,
mm-hmm.
but they call it Dalat.
Do you have a motorcycle here?
I really, really want to have a motorcycle here,
mm-hmm.
but the problem is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw new the most accident with motorcycle, the person who own bicycle always dead person.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the problem. So I think the good way for me is to own a car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay. What is your biggest and or favorite family tradition?
This is Lunar New Year. Like a New Year in United States, when
mm-hmm.
the people, they work for a whole year, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then they mix family and they want to, you know, reunion and have a meal with family.
Mm-hmm.
We share story and, you know, and we give, you know, the present, the gift together, like Christmas
mm-hmm.
Day. And we talk about, we wish we have a good thing in the next year and hope we have a good health to work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any pets there, and do you have any pets here?
Honestly, I don't like pets.
Me either.
But first, I'm a lazy person, you know.
Yeah.
And I had to clean my room because I spend all my time to study, reading book, watch movie, and also play sports. So most of the time, I go outside and I don't have time.
Do you have a favorite baseball team?
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's New York Yankee.
So what sports do you play?
I used to be a volleyball player. volleyball mm-hmm. professional volleyball player.
Oh wow.
I played when I was 12. Today it means I play volleyball for 10 years, nearly 10 years.
Oh wow.
So
play volleyball, but I didn't play professional.
When you go to OSU, do you plan on going on their volleyball team?
Oh yeah, of course. But I think it's hard for me to play because I'm very short. I stay very high, I mean taller than me. I know. Mm-hmm. I think it's good.
Can I track back to New Year?
Okay.
Whenever we asked about that. So did you enjoy celebrating the New Year this last year in America?
Yeah, of course. This is my first time have Christmas in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it's very different from my country because in Christmas, they go to the church, my mm-hmm. country. They go to the church and pray mm-hmm. For the good thing mm-hmm. and go out to eat. Mm-hmm. But in here, they have Christmas, they mm-hmm. decorate the house, they have a light, mm-hmm. and they have a Christmas tree, a mm-hmm. present for the children.
Yeah.
It's very impressive for me because this is like a new thing I have to learn about United American people. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy it. So mm-hmm. I hope next year I have friends, you know, be celebrating together.
What was your education like in Vietnam? Like, I don't know if you guys call it elementary or like we did that here, but
yeah, we have the same in here, but they divide into three levels. The level one is the elementary school, you know, mm-hmm. From the first grade to fifth grade. Mm-hmm. The junior high school is from sixth grade to ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And the senior is from 10 to 12th grade.
I know a lot of schools here are different, but that's the way my school does it too.
Yeah. So I think it really is the same. It's not different too much.
Did you like your school?
Oh, yes. It's no pressure at them. Not, you know, the education in here is very easy for me to study mm-hmm. because in my country we have a lot of pressure about study because the education very strictly and you know they want to study a lot. Like in United States you can to international student you have only 4 courses or 5 courses maximum, but my country in high school I have 10 classes. Math, physical, mm-hmm. chemical, history, geography, mm-hmm. physical, like I have to study like mm-hmm. from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. almost the season.
Oh my gosh.
Like here we have summer break and winter break and stuff like that. Do you guys get that as well, or do you guys go year round?
Honestly, we don't have summer break or something like that. Mm-hmm. we have like traditional break, like a big day, like in United States they have like Thanksgiving Day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you will have two and three day to break, and they don't have spring break because almost they schedule they want to study all day, you know, and then when they finish the last exam, you have maybe because when the spring break in my country is the Lunar New Year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that means we have the break like 2 weeks or 3 weeks for Lunar New Year. So after that we have to study continue it until summer. So that mm-hmm. means we have one break, like the same as spring break, like New Year, right? That
is. Okay. Are there colleges in Vietnam?
Colleges? Mean
like how TCC is, like the college. I don't know what another word for college is.
You mean the teacher? Professor.
Like, do you have schools after high school in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, like when you finish in high school, you go up to the university?
Yes, university. Yeah. Sorry, okay. I could not think of another name.
So, we have a test, like a graduation test. It's Asian people, they, you know, when you go from high school to university, they have a test. So, this is the most the stressful life for students to study because they have to study all of it, knowledge from the first grade mm-hmm. to 12th grade. Mm-hmm. They have to remember all the method, how to do it, mm-hmm. and we have to practice and learn it for, you know, every day until we get it and go to take a test. Mm-hmm. To me, this is the hardest day for me because mm-hmm. I feel very, very pressure because if I fail it, I failed all the process for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that means I can't go to university, and it's very embarrassed for my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
that
lucky.
That does sound like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that you passed it, right?
I passed it with minimum grade.
But why didn't you go on to a college there? What made you come here instead of?
Our prefer is my university is not good.
The first not
reason
as good.
Because my low grade. Because when you have high grade,
mm-hmm.
you can go to the best university.
Mm-hmm.
But you have low grade, you mm-hmm. go to the minimum like mm-hmm. basic university.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to me to get a job when you graduate this school and that. So the best way for me is study abroad, because when you study abroad, you have your certificate is more precious, available for more company.
Mm.
That's the reason.
Okay.
Have you had to take the ACT or any kind of knowledge test here in Oklahoma for school?
I take the TOEFL at BT right before I go to ESL class.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
So the English
yeah. test, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like a TOEFL, they got it TOEFL. Mm. Yeah.
How does that compare to the test that you had to take in Vietnam?
Well, it's quite easy.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. How are you liking the ESL program?
Well, this is I like a ESL class program. I have more opportunity to speak English. Have friends from lots of countries come mm-hmm. and study it, and especially it improved my pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I can talk like this. Like my country, they speak very weird because they pronounce the alphabet very different.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find this program to be easier than you thought it would be, or harder than you thought it would be?
The first time, I think it's very hard. The ESL class of speaking, reading, writing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
why this? They separate a lot of small things, reading, speaking. But when you go to study in process, you see, this is very good,
mm-hmm.
Maybe they're very hard, but when you concentrate and have a schedule and organize, and you organize very well, you will think it's very easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
What part of that was the hardest for you to learn? The speaking, writing, or reading?
I think it's reading.
Reading.
Reading is very hard.
Yeah.
Have you, caught on to American slang from being here?
No.
No?
I have to learn it. It's hard for me to understand the slang here.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of weird because when people laugh, I said, okay, you what this?
Yeah. What is the most, if you can think of it, the most interesting or uncommon slang word that you think you've heard here?
I don't know. I still learn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I just remember slang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that I say a lot, there's totally Oklahoma's y'all.
Oh,
yeah, I say that a lot.
It
y'all.
And especially okie dokie, right? When I go to the test drive
mm-hmm.
center,
mm-hmm.
the staff in here, they say okie dokie. I say it's really weird. I say okay. You can say okay, but
yeah.
I say okie dokie.
I know one slang word that almost everyone I know uses is bet. Everyone says that
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yeah.
Bet.
Are you taking any other classes for a degree here aside from the ESL program?
Oh no, I'm still MIB student.
Okay.
So when I finish my program in ESL, I go to a regular college.
Okay. What advice would you give students that are entering the ESL program?
So they should go to ESL classes. First, very impressive program, and it's kind of help you a lot. Because when you go regular college, no one gonna help you with pronunciation or something like listening. So ESL class is like a basic, the basic thing you have to learn it before you go to the hardest thing.
Makes sense. So I'm pretty sure you said earlier that you do have a car. So we were going to ask if you had a driver's license, but I'm pretty sure you said earlier that you had a car.
Yeah.
So
how was the driver's test?
Basically I just passed the theory test, you have to go to computer and check
mm-hmm.
answer.
Yeah.
and I have the permit card.
Yeah.
And next week I will have a test with the rhythm with the church sit next to me and they ride the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I already have the car, but I can't go outside because so I had to take the bus to school. It's kind of hard, but maybe next week, next few days, gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
If I pass the test.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So I know you said earlier that your favorite holiday in Vietnam is the Lunar New Year, but do you have a favorite holiday in the U.S. or one that you like?
I think it's Black Friday.
Yeah.
Right. Cyber Monday, Black Friday.
Yeah.
And it's from experience here because the shop, you know, they usually they open from morning to noon to 7 p.m. they close, to 9 p.m. they close, but in Black Friday, they open very soon, like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then me and my friend, they schedule to go to shopping, but we have to give up because the line's so long.
Yeah.
So, okay, I go to buy online. So I'm gonna buy online.
What's your favorite thing to shop for?
First, I came to the United States and go to the iPhone store, because in my country, they didn't have a lot of iPhone store. So the kind of experience, you know,
yeah.
The iPhone.
So are you familiar with like social media and stuff? Like, did you have that there?
The social media here is very various, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, lots of things. But
do you have a favorite one?
In my country, they use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So this is popular one in my country.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come here, my friend invited me to use another social media, but Twitter. But I think it's hard for me because I have been using Facebook for 10 years, you know, when I was more young.
Yeah.
Do you have a TikTok account?
No.
I love TikTok.
I don't even know about TikTok.
Do you have any hobbies outside of TCC? I know you said earlier that you play volleyball.
Yeah,
but
I still play volleyball on Wednesday in school. They have a small group about they play volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of exercise for me after the pressure of studying and then relax my mind.
Obviously you can speak English and Vietnamese, but do you know any other languages?
I know a little bit of Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I used to spend 2 years to study Spanish in Dominican Republic.
Hmm.
It's kind of hard for me because this is a new language for Latin language. The hardest thing to study Spanish is they speak very fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their pronunciation is so good. So it's not like English. English you can speak slowly because some words very hard to pronunciation,
mm-hmm.
but to I don't know how Spanish people speak very fast.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So just say English is easier to learn than Spanish?
Yeah, because, you know, I studied English in my country first, so I think it's easy for me because I was studied when I was young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I grow up a little bit, I have to study a lot of, because in my head, they have two languages, Vietnamese and English.
Yeah.
So when you study Spanish, it's a new language, it's very hard because you have to be confused of some word in your head, right?
Yeah. Does Vietnam have any like traditional dressing or clothing?
Oh yes, they call it áo dài, like a long dress, like Chinese people, you know, in holiday.
My best friend was in a Lao New Year thing, and I remember seeing like, I don't know what it's called, but what you were saying,
like a dress,
very
long
colorful,
dress.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
So did your schools have dress codes or anything?
In high school, we have the uniform.
High school does?
We have uniform for high school, but when you go to college, you can wear anything you want.
Did you like having a uniform or did you not really like it?
And to me, I like uniform. I mean, I don't know because I wear uniform in high school, like it makes like a habit for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think uniform like kind of cool because it show you have discipline to study in school and you really, you know, maybe it's not freedom in here, like you can wear anything you want, but I think it's very cool when you uniform your school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you enjoy, picking out your own clothes outside of wearing a uniform at school and everything?
I'm not a professional guy. Yeah. So, I think uniform is good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Vietnamese food and what's your favorite U.S. food?
My country, my traditional food in Vietnamese, pho, you know, pho.
It's
a beef noodle soup. Mm-hmm. But to me, they have a lot of street food, you know.
Mm-hmm. I really like sticky rice with the sugar in it.
Oh, that's sticky really rice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like sticky rice.
I know they call it soy. Thick sticky rice with sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite is banh mi.
Bread.
They fast like it's like a Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Subway.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. So then what would be your favorite American food?
I still decide yet. But I think it's maybe Chick-fil-A.
Love Chick-fil-A.
Love it.
Do you have a religion that you follow, and how do you think the religions compare there to here? Like, is there, like, I know here there's like so many that people...
Yeah, in my country, I'm a Catholic, so we go to the church. In Vietnamese, they have children. They also have various religion, like Buddhist, Catholics, Baptists, and even for the Muslim. But I think it's same in the United States, but I think United States have more because they are from lots of people from around the world to come here.
Have you found a church here that you really
yes.
like?
Yes, they have a Vietnamese church in here, so I go to there and pray.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know we had that. How does the food compare from the Vietnam to the U.S., do you think?
The first thing I taste the food in United States, it's kind of salty. Salty.
Yeah, salty and greasy.
And some food too sweet, too much sugar for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to eat it because in my country, they eat very light, you know,
mm-hmm.
and bland. Mm-hmm. So because being some people that like salty, some people that like sweet,
mm-hmm.
so... They make it very plain, so if person you like salty, they put more sugar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we have a ton of fast food places here. Do you guys have any of the same ones we have here, or do you have other fast food places there?
Like, do you have a McDonald's
like,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have McDonald's, but it's not popular because it's very expensive. Like, in here, if you have $1, you can buy maybe a drink. In McDonald's, right, $2 you can buy a drink, but
they have the dollar menu.
But with $1 Vietnamese, but with $1 Vietnamese, you can eat one beef noodle soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different because one beef noodle soup in the United States they sell like $7 or $8, but in my country, if you have $1.5, you can have a big bowl beef noodle soup, because the economy is kind of different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any restaurant here that you think is closest in comparison to the food in Vietnam?
I don't
know. Or that reminds you of home?
I think it's not. I go to the Vietnamese restaurant and it tastes kind of weird.
Yeah. Do you prefer living in the U.S. or Vietnam?
I think I prefer to live in my country because this is where I'm born.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... To me, United States is also a good place too if you want to study and gain some achievement for your life. To me, both places are the same, but I prefer my country because it's where my parents, my family is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So after you go to OSU, you plan on going back to
Vietnam? After I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
How does the Vietnam government compare to the U.S.? Like, we just didn't know if it was the same or not.
First, they are a socialist country, like China, but they're not strictly like China. But people can, still use Facebook. And it's kind of a bit not, you know, they not control all the thing. They still, you know, have freedom. You can do anything you want, one thing I love my country is they not allow citizen to have a gun, and they very strictly about law and law. But then a kind of small thing my country I don't like it is the corruption, because they are, you know, governments, some staff from some small government, they're very corruption, and if you have relationship with them, you can, you know, you can, you know, well, you know, well, aloof and no one know it.
Yeah.
But in United States, they're very, you know, very strictly about rule, and you can, and they don't have corruption. So this is the one direct thing I like in the United States. Like, if you have a ticket, you have to pay it. Don't excuses. But in my country, if the police came here and you have a ticket, just pay him the money and you can go.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So we kind of touched on clothing a little bit earlier, but how would your everyday casual style compare from Vietnam clothing to U.S. clothing?
In Vietnamese, like, we're very like a Korean style. You know, Korean style. We're very fashionable and shiny thing with a earring, like a bracelet, rings. But in United States, they wear very basic, like a jean shirt and t-shirt with a shoe, sports shoe. I think it's kind of different, but I think it's cool. I like basic.
Is there any store here that you really like to shop at?
Yes, H&M in Dallas. I think they will have H&M in Tulsa in the next few days, next few week. I don't know if they saw they have a store
in Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills Mall, right?
Yeah, it's coming up.
I know there is an H&M in Oklahoma City, but
but it's very far from
here. Yeah.
and I can't even ride it.
Do you guys have any other questions? Is there any advice you would like to give to someone immigrating to the U.S. or coming to the U.S. for an ESL-like program?
My advice is you have to be confident if you want to study ESL classes. Some people they go to ESL classes because they want to stay here, and kind of hard for them stay in here and take a green card. But if you have education, it's good for you. If you can stay here, it's nothing bad. You can go to your home country and you can create your life and your business. And don't be too, you know, dream about American wish, you know, American life. And so my advice is just do what you do best, and if you have chance, you can take it. And if the chance, the chance didn't come, you have to try your best to take it. That's my advice.
And then, is there anything else you would like to talk about before we close?
Thank you for you guys for for coming today. It's very, you know, very good for me, because we can talk together, and also it helped me improve my English skill more. So I really appreciate it, and thank you all you guys.
Thank you for letting us talk to you.